Welcome back to our ongoing martial arts series, where we take a hard, honest look at each fighting discipline through the lens of real-world self-defense. Across 11 arts, we are asking one question and only one question. How well does this discipline serve an ordinary person facing sudden violence, outside a ring, a mat, or a rulebook? In this installment, we turn our attention to one of the most talked about martial arts of the modern era, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, commonly known as BJJ. Over the past few decades, BJJ has exploded in popularity, thanks in large part to its success in competition and its reputation as a system built for the smaller, weaker person. But popularity under a rule set does not automatically translate to effectiveness on the street. Our goal here is not to hype BJJ or tear it down. We want to give you a balanced, matter-of-fact evaluation so you understand exactly what this art offers and where it falls short. Whether you are a complete beginner or a seasoned survivalist rounding out your defensive skill set, this deep dive explains the origins of BJJ, breaks down how it actually works, assesses its practical value during an attack, and places it within our ranking of the 11 arts. By the end, you will know whether BJJ deserves a place in your personal protection toolbox. What is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is a grappling-based martial art that focuses on ground fighting, control, and submission holds rather than punches and kicks. Instead of trading blows standing up, a BJJ practitioner aims to take an opponent to the ground, gain a dominant position, and force a surrender through joint locks or chokes. It is often described as a game of human chess, where strategy and patience matter as much as physical ability. The roots of BJJ trace back to Japan. Traditional Japanese jiu-jitsu and its offshoot, judo, formed the foundation of the art. In the early 1900s, a Japanese judo expert named Mitsuyo Maeda traveled the world and eventually settled in Brazil. There, he taught his techniques to members of the Gracie family, most notably Carlos and Elio Gracie. Elio, who was smaller and physically weaker than many of his peers, refined and adapted these techniques so they relied less on strength and more on leverage, timing, and body mechanics. This adaptation gave rise to the guiding philosophy that still defines BJJ today. A smaller, weaker person can defend against and even defeat a larger, stronger attacker by using proper technique and leverage. Rather than meeting force with force, a skilled practitioner redirects and controls an aggressor's power, using positioning and angles to neutralize the size advantage. This idea makes BJJ especially appealing for people who cannot rely on brute strength, including many women and smaller framed individuals. Over time, the Gracie family put their system to the test in public challenge matches, proving its effectiveness against fighters from other disciplines and cementing BJJ's reputation as a practical, technique-driven martial art. How BJJ works, core techniques and principles. At its heart, BJJ is about controlling another person on the ground and forcing them to submit without relying on striking. To understand why it stands apart from the striking arts, you need to understand its core mechanics and the strategy that ties them together. Positional control. Position is everything in BJJ. Practitioners work to advance through a hierarchy of dominant positions, such as mount, sitting on top of an opponent's torso, back control, attaching to their back, and side control, pinning them from the side. Each position gives the person on top more control and more attacking options while limiting what the opponent can do. The saying position before submission captures this priority. Secure control first, then look for a finish. Submissions. Once a strong position is established, the practitioner looks for a submission. There are two main categories. Chokes cut off blood flow or air, forcing an opponent to tap out or lose consciousness. Joint locks, such as arm bars and kimuras, apply pressure to a joint until the opponent surrenders. These techniques allow a smaller person to end a confrontation decisively without throwing a single punch. Guard play. One of BJJ's most unique features is the guard, a defensive position where a person on their back uses their legs and hips to control and attack an opponent above them. Instead of being helpless on the ground, a skilled practitioner can sweep, submit, or escape from the guard. This flips the common assumption that being on your back means you are losing a fight. Rolling and live training. Perhaps the greatest strength of BJJ is its emphasis on live sparring, called rolling. Students regularly practice full resistance grappling against training partners who are genuinely trying to control and submit them. This constant pressure testing means techniques are proven against real resistance, not just demonstrated in the air. Because chokes and joint locks can be applied slowly and released safely, students can train hard without serious injury, which builds real skill quickly. This matters more than most people appreciate. Several arts on our list teach techniques that have never been tested against someone actively trying to stop them. BJJ cannot make that mistake, because the entire training model is built on resistance. Real-world self-defense value of BJJ. When it comes to genuine self-defense during an attack, BJJ brings serious strengths to the table, but it also has clear limitations that every practitioner must understand. Where BJJ excels. The single most underrated advantage of BJJ is the ability to control an aggressor without causing serious harm. Not every violent situation calls for knockout force. Sometimes you need to restrain a drunk relative, an aggressive stranger, or somewhat in genuine mental crisis without breaking bones or delivering damaging strikes. This is not a soft, feel-good benefit. It is a practical and legal one. A striking art gives you roughly two settings, which are do nothing and do damage. When you punch someone, they fall, they hit their head, and they are seriously injured, the law does not care that you meant well. BJJ gives you the option to pin, hold, control, and wait for help to arrive. You can defend yourself completely without inflicting an injury that ends up in a courtroom. Beyond that, in a one-on-one confrontation, BJJ is extremely effective. Many real fights end up on the ground, whether through a tackle, a stumble, or a struggle. This is where a trained grappler holds a decisive advantage over an untrained attacker who has no idea how to defend himself on the floor. A BJJ practitioner can take an aggressor down, control them, and neutralize the threat with minimal chaos. Where BJJ falls short. The biggest weakness of BJJ is the danger of multiple attackers. Taking one person to the ground and controlling them is a smart move when it is one-on-one. Doing the same when a second or third attacker is present is a recipe for disaster. Once you are on the ground grappling with one opponent, you become an easy target for anyone else to kick or stomp. Weapons present a similar problem. Grappling at close range with an armed attacker, whether they have a knife or a firearm, is extremely dangerous. Being locked in a clinch does not make you safe if the other person can access a blade. BJJ offers some tools for controlling limbs, but it was not designed primarily around weapon defense. Finally, environment matters. On a mat, going to the ground is safe. On concrete, gravel, broken glass, or near stairs and traffic, hitting the ground can injure you as much as your attacker. A realistic self-defense mindset treats the ground as a last resort in public settings, not a preferred destination. BJJ is powerful, but it is best used with full awareness of these risks. Where BJJ ranks among the 11. Among the 11 martial arts we evaluate for self-defense, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu ranks third. That is a strong placement, and it is earned by something no other art on this list can offer. BJJ is the only discipline that gives a smaller person a reliable, repeatable answer to a larger one, and it does so without requiring the smaller person to hurt anybody. Against the striking arts, Muay Thai sits one place above BJJ, and the reason is simple. It ends fights faster, and it never puts you in a position you cannot leave. Striking keeps you standing, mobile, and able to run, which is the correct answer to most violent encounters. What striking cannot do is control. A punch either lands or it does not, and once a fight closes to the clinch or hits the floor, the striker has run out of tools. That is exactly where BJJ begins. Neither approach is complete on its own, which is why the two skill sets complement each other so naturally. The striker who cannot grapple and the grappler who cannot strike have the same problem from opposite directions. Against wrestling. Wrestling sits one place below BJJ, and the gap between them is narrow enough to argue about in good faith. Wrestling decides whether the fight reaches the ground. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu decides what happens once it does. A wrestler can stop takedowns, initiate his own, and hold top position with an authority no other art teaches. What he lacks is a way to finish. He can pin you indefinitely and still have no answer to the question of what happens next. BJJ has that answer. The choke and the joint lock end a confrontation cleanly, and they end it without a knockout. We rank BJJ higher because the ability to conclude an encounter is worth more than the ability to dominate one that never ends. Reasonable people rank it the other way, and every serious grappler eventually trains both. Against Krav Maga. Krav Maga sits at the top of our ranking, and it addresses nearly everything BJJ cannot. Weapons. Multiple attackers. Escape is the primary objective rather than victory. It was built for the parking lot rather than the mat. What Krav Maga often lacks is the one thing BJJ has in abundance, which is live, resisting pressure testing. A Krav Maga student may know the correct response to a knife. A BJJ student knows, from 1,000 rolls, exactly what it feels like when someone stronger is genuinely trying to beat him, and he knows that he does not panic. The verdict BJJ deserves its place near the top of this list, but not the number one spot for pure self-defense. Its lack of striking and its ground-focused vulnerabilities in multi-attacker and weapon scenarios hold it back from being a standalone answer. Yet its unmatched ability to control and finish a single opponent, its legal and moral flexibility, and its steady skill development through live rolling make it an essential piece of any well-rounded skill set. BJJ is best suited for people who want reliable control over an aggressor and who plan to pair it with striking and awareness training. For the survivalist building complete preparedness, BJJ is a foundational skill, not the entire foundation. Where mixed martial arts fits. No single martial art covers every range of a real attack. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu gives you control and submission once the fight is on the ground, and that matters enormously. What it does not give you is the striking that keeps you off the ground in the first place. An attacker does not care which discipline you chose. A real altercation moves between striking range, clinch range, and the ground without asking permission. This is the reason the most capable defenders cross-train. Mixed martial arts is not a 12th style competing with the 11 for a spot on our list. It is the recognition that these arts were never meant to be exclusive choices. We do not rank it, because ranking mixed martial arts against Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu would be like ranking a toolbox against a very good wrench. Choose the art that fits your body, your schedule, and the school you can actually get to. Build a foundation. Then start filling the gaps. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is one of the most effective martial arts ever developed for controlling a single opponent, and its focus on technique over strength makes it accessible to almost anyone. It is also the rare art that lets you win without leaving a mark, which is worth more than most people realize until the moment they need it. But no single art covers every threat. BJJ struggles against multiple attackers, weapons, and hard surfaces, so it should never be your only line of defense. Pair it with striking, situational awareness, and sound judgment about when to fight and when to escape. For the prepared survivalist, BJJ is a valuable building block in a larger defensive strategy. Train it with realistic expectations, respect its limits, and it will serve you well when you need it most.